ओम शांति। विश्व परिवर्तन। टुडे द वर्ल्ड ट्रांसफॉर्मर बाप दादा
Yes.
Today, the world transformer Bap Dada has come to meet his companion children. He is seeing three special godly attainments on the forehead of each child. He is seeing three special godly attainments on the forehead of each child.
Holiest.
One is holiest. Then highest.
Or richest.
And richest. Holiest, highest, and richest. These are the three special godly attainments Baba is seeing on the forehead of each child.
Foundation here.
The foundation of this knowledge.
Holy.
Is holy.
Artha.
That is.
Pavitra banana.
To become pure. To be pure. The foundation of this knowledge is holy. That is. To be pure.
Harik bache. Holiest.
So each child is holiest. Purity is not just celibacy. Purity is not just celibacy.
Manavani karam sambandh samparak.
But purity in thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections.
Aap dekho.
Just see.
Aap Paramatam Brahmanatmai.
You godly Brahmin souls. Just see, you godly Brahmin souls, are the holiest in all three aspects of time, the beginning, the middle, and the end. First of all, when you souls reside in Paramdham, there too You are the holiest. You are the holiest there. You are the holiest there. Then, when you come down in the beginning, when you come down in the beginning, you are the holiest souls in the deity form. You were the holiest souls in the deity form. The speciality of a holiest soul that is of a pure soul is that of remaining completely pure while living in a family. While living with a family, others to become pure, but the speciality of your purity is that
apavitrata manabuddhi me touch nahi kare
is that is that impurity doesn't touch your mind or intellect even in your dreams.
Satyugme.
In the golden age,
Atma bhi pavitra bhanti.
Souls are pure. And your bodies are also pure.
Atma aur sharir dono ki pavitrata.
The purity of both the soul and the body of
devatma roop mein
of the deity souls is elevated purity.
Jaise holiest bante ho, itna hi highest bhi bante ho.
Just as you become the holiest, in the same way, you also become the highest.
Sabse uche te uche. Brahmanatmai. Aur uche te uche.
Just as you become the holiest, in the same way you also become the highest. You are the highest of all Brahmin souls and you have become the children of the highest on high Father. In the beginning, in Paramdham too.
Highest. Artat.
You are the highest. That is, you reside with the Father.
Madhya maybe.
In the middle too. You become worthy of worship souls. Such beautiful temples are built to you and you are worshipped with such discipline, with the right method. You deities are worshipped in the temples with the highest, with the right method. With the right method. Although temples are built to others too, but only your deity form is worshipped with the right method. So, you are the holiest and also the highest. Together with that, you are also the richest. In the world, it is said,
richest in the world.
So and so is richest in the world. So the names are announced who are the richest in the world. So in the world, it is said richest in the world. But you elevated souls are the richest in the whole kalpa. In the whole cycle.
Richest.
You are the richest throughout the cycle.
Apne kasane.
Do you remember your treasures?
Kitne khazane?
How many treasures are you the masters of?
Avinashi khazane. Jo is ek janam.
The imperishable treasures that you attain in this one birth last for many births. No one else's treasures last for many births. However, your treasures are spiritual. Your treasures are spiritual. The treasure of powers, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of virtues, the treasure of elevated thoughts, and the treasure of the present time. All of these treasures last for birth after birth. The treasures attained in one birth, go with you. Go together with you, because you have attained them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. So they go with you, they go together with you, because you have attained them from God, the Father, the bestower of all treasures. So, do you have the intoxication that your treasures are imperishable? In order to attain these spiritual treasures, you have become easy yogis. So you have become easy yogis in order to attain these spiritual treasures. You accumulate the treasures with the power of remembrance. Also at this time, you are carefree emperors who are full of all treasures. Do you have any worries? You do not have worries, because these treasures cannot be stolen by any thief. No king can take them away, nor can water drown them. And you are therefore carefree emperors. So, do these treasures always stay in your awareness? And why is remembrance easy?
Sabse
Because the basis of having greater remembrance is relationship and attainment. Due to relationship and attainment, you are able to remember easily. The lovelier the relationship, the more natural your remembrance. And because there is love in the relationship, and where there is love, it is not difficult to remember the one you love. Yes, in fact, it is difficult to forget that one whom you love. So, the father has created the basis for all relationships, and that is love. Do all of you experience yourselves to be easy yogis to you? Or do you think it is difficult? It is easy, is it not? Or is it easy sometimes and difficult at other times? Or is it sometimes easy and sometimes difficult? When you remember the father with a relationship and with love, remembrance is not difficult at that time. Also remember the attainments. So remember the relationship and also remember the attainments. The bestower of all attainments, the bestower of all attainments has given you all the attainments. The bestower of all attainments has given you all the attainments. So, do you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? Do you experience yourself to be full of all treasures? Bap Dada has also told you the easy way to accumulate the treasures. The way to attain all the imperishable treasures, the way to attain all the imperishable treasures is a dot. That is the way to attain all the imperishable treasures. Just as perishable treasures increase by adding a zero. As you keep on adding zeros, the number increases, does it not? Similarly, the method to accumulate the imperishable treasures is also a dot. is also a dot, to apply a dot. There are the three dots. The soul is a dot. I, the soul, am a dot. The father is a dot. And whatever happens in the drama is a full stop, that is a dot. So, do you know how to apply a dot? What is the easiest punctuation mark to apply? It is to apply a dot, is it not? Applying a dot is the easiest punctuation mark. So the soul is a dot. Father is a dot. And through this awareness, your treasures automatically accumulate. By remembering the dot in a second, you receive so much happiness. By remembering the dot in a second, you receive so much happiness. All of these treasures are the right to your Brahmin life. All these treasures are the right to your Brahmin life because to be a child means to have a right. To be a child means to have a right. And you specially have a right to the three relationships. You made God your father, your teacher, and also your Sadguru. Through these three relationships, you attain sustenance, the study, which is the source of income, and blessings from the Sadguru. You receive the blessings so easily. Because it is a child's birthright to receive blessings from the father. Because it's a child's birthright to receive blessings from the Father. Bap Dada is checking every child's account of accumulation. Bap Dada is checking every child's account of accumulation. All of you should also check your account of accumulation at every moment. The method to check whether you have accumulated or not is whatever actions you performed, you yourself should be content, and whomever you perform that action with should also be content. If there is contentment in both, then you can understand that you have accumulated in your account. If there isn't contentment in either yourself or in the one with whom you perform that action, then you haven't accumulated. If there isn't contentment in either yourself or in the one with whom you perform that action, then you haven't accumulated. Bap Dada, also Bap Dada also continues to warn all of you children about the time. Bap Dada also continues to warn all of you children about the time. This present time of the confluence age, is the most elevated of all throughout the whole cycle. Because
Shrestha Karma ke Beech Bone ka Samay,
because it is this confluence age that is the time to sow the seeds of elevated actions. It is the time to attain the practical instant fruit. It is the time to attain the practical instant fruit. Every second of this confluence age is the most elevated of all. Every second of this confluence age is the most elevated of all. Can all of you become stable in the bodiless stage in 1 second? Can all of you become stable in the bodiless stage in 1 second? Bap Dada has told you an easy method.
Nirantar yaad ke liye.
Bap Dada has told you an easy method.
Ek vidhi banao.
Adopt a method for constant remembrance. Adopt a method for constant remembrance. All of you speak 2 words throughout the day and you say those words many times. Those 2 words are I and mine. You speak these 2 words throughout the day many times. But when you now when you say the word I, the father has given you the introduction. I am a soul. So whenever you say the word I, then remember I am a soul. Do not think of I alone. Along with I, think I am a soul. Because you know that you are an elevated soul, and that you are a soul who is within godly sustenance. Because you know that you are an elevated soul and that you are a soul who is within godly sustenance. And when you say the word mine, who is mine? Who is mine? My Baba, that is God the Father. My Baba, that is God the Father. So, whenever you say the words I and mine, then make this addition. I the soul, and I the soul, and my Baba. The more you bring about the consciousness of mine with the Father, the easier your remembrance will become. Because you never forget anything that is yours. Something which is mine is never forgotten. Throughout the day, you only remember the things that are yours. So with this method, you can easily become constant yogi souls. You can easily become constant yogis. Bap Dada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. Bap Dada has made every child sit on the seat of self-respect. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. If you bring the list of self-respect into your awareness, it is such a long list. When you are stable in your self-respect, there cannot be body consciousness. There will be either body consciousness or self-respect. The meaning of self-respect is to remember, to have in the awareness, the elevated place, that is the soul. The meaning of self-respect is to come from that place of elevated awareness, that is the soul. So are all of you stable in your self-respect? The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural, it will be to give respect to others. The more you are stable in your self-respect, the more natural it will be to give respect to others. It is so easy. It is so easy to remain stable in your self-respect. It's easy to remain stable in your self-respect, is it not? So Baba is demonstrating how to remain in self-respect. Do all of you remain happy? Do all of you remain happy? Those who remain happy themselves also make others happy. Bab Dada always says, throughout the day, never lose your happiness. Throughout the day, never lose your happiness. Why? Because happiness is such a thing that in just that happiness, there is health, there is wealth, and you are also happy. In happiness, there is health, wealth, and you are also happy. If there isn't happiness, life is without sweetness. It is dry. It is for happiness that it is said that there is no treasure like happiness. No matter how many treasures you may have, but if you haven't got happiness, then you cannot attain anything from those treasures. It is of happiness that it is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. No treasure like happiness, no nourishment like happiness. So wealth is happiness, health is happiness too. Health and wealth, both are happiness. And happy is said, and so you are happy anyway. So, there are all these three things in happiness, health, wealth and happiness, all three in happiness. The Father has given you the treasure of imperishable happiness. Do not lose the Father's treasures. Do not lose the Father's treasures. So, do you always remain happy? Bab Dada has given you the homework. To remain happy and to distribute happiness. Remain happy and distribute happiness. Because happiness is such that the more you distribute it, the more it will increase. Have you experienced this? You have experienced this, have you not? If you distribute happiness, before distributing, it increases in you. When you please someone, you yourself become happy. When you please someone, you yourself become happy. You become happy on even thinking that we have to please that one. So have all of you done your homework? Have you? Those who have done it, raise your hand, that you have to give happiness to everyone. Those who have done it, to remain happy, not to give reasons and excuses that I did not give happiness because of such and such. So raise your hand. Who has done this homework? Not to give reasons and excuses, but to be an embodiment of solutions. Raise your hand. Now you will not say that this happened, that happened. Will you give excuses that because of this you could not be happy? Some children have written to Bap Dada with the result. They have written the result to Bap Dada saying to what percentage they remained okay. To what percentage they remained okay. They have written to Bap Dada. If you keep the aim, you will automatically develop the qualifications for the aim. Okay. What are we going to do now? What is to be done now? And Muniben gets the mic and she says, Baba, it is the turn of Karnataka to serve. All those of Karnataka zone, please stand up. Okay, see Baba's watching. It is all those from Karnataka, stand up. So many. So many from Karnataka. It is good. Those from Karnataka have taken a golden chance. Those from Karnataka have taken a golden chance because now at the confluence age you receive instant fruit. There is accumulation, but the instant fruit is that you receive instant happiness at the same time. So for however many days you did service, did you experience instant happiness in yourself? Did you experience instant happiness in yourself? Did you receive happiness? Raise your hand. Wow, everybody raising their hand, they received happiness.
Maya.
Did Maya come? She didn't come? Those to whom Maya did not come, raise your hand. What about Pandavas? Did Maya come to you? Little bit Maya? Came? Acha. So they are saying no Maya came. Baba is saying good. The atmosphere here is very cooperative. The atmosphere here is very cooperative.
जैसे साइंस वाले
साइंटिस्ट
साइंस की शक्ति से
कैन चेंज
वायुमंडल
द एटमॉस्फियर विद द पावर ऑफ साइंस डोंट दे साइंटिस्ट कैन चेंज द एटमॉस्फियर विद द पावर ऑफ साइंस डोंट दे They can change heat into coolness. Put the AC on and your atmosphere will become cool. So, they can change heat into coolness. They create the atmosphere, do they not? And in the cold, they can create an atmosphere of warmth. Here, the power of silence. Here, The power of silence creates an atmosphere of the awareness of spirituality. Here, the power of silence creates an atmosphere of the awareness of spirituality. When you do service here, what is the awareness you keep in your attitude? It is the service of the yagya.
Yagya ka punj bahut bada hota hai.
This is the service of the yagya. The charitable
yagya mein.
The account of charity for the yagya, by serving in the yagya is very great. When you do service in this imperishable yagya, your attitude becomes elevated. The atmosphere also becomes elevated. What speciality will those from Karnataka reveal? Demonstrate it by performing a new task. What speciality will those of Karnataka reveal? Demonstrate it by performing a new task. The number of Karnataka, the quantity of souls in Karnataka is a lot. Many, many Brahmin souls in Karnataka. And the area of service is also very large. And the area of service is also very large.
Karnataka wale.
Those from Karnataka
badi te badi seva
can do
yehi kar sakte hai.
This greatest task that knows not even the smallest place of Karnataka should remain without being served. No place of Karnataka should remain without being served. Otherwise they will complain, our father came and you didn't inform us. This complaint should not come from anyone, that our father came and you didn't inform us. You didn't give us the message. This complaint should not remain. Okay, you may sit down.
कर्नाटक वाले जो है वो 13,000 आए हैं बाबा
13,000
वाले आए हैं
13,000
पहले बारी आए हैं वो
Now those who have come for the first time stand up. Those who are the first timers stand up. All first timers stand up. Okay, good. congratulations to all of you for your Brahmin work. Congratulations to all of you for your Brahmin birth. You will receive toli anyway. You will receive toli anyway. But Bap Dada is feeding you the Dil Khush toli, happy heart toli. Dadi Prakashmani used to love this toli. Dil Khush, she would say. Happy heart. Always remember this Dil Khush toli for coming to Madhuban the first time. That toli will finish as soon as you put it in your mouth. It will finish. But this imperishable Dil Khush toli will always remain with you. Okay, you may sit down now. Okay.
Bap Dada ki Ruhani Drill Yaad hai na.
Do you remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill? You remember Bap Dada's spiritual drill, don't you? Now, Bap Dada wants every child, whether old or new, either junior or senior, in fact, the little ones, can quickly become like the father. So now, So now, your mind, should become stable. And concentrated wherever you want in a second. Constantly continue to perform this drill of concentration. Now, become a master of the mind in 1 second. Now, become a master of the mind in 1 second and become stable in the awareness of I and my Baba are my world. And there is none other. I and my Baba are my world and there is none other. Be concentrated in this awareness. Okay.
Divar Pusharati Bacho.
To all the intense effort making children Sada. Everywhere.
Avang Utsa.
To all the intense Kipang effort Kose. Maker children everywhere.
Or
to the children
Malake.
Who are the embodiments of experience of the flying stage with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, to the children, who always remain seated on their seat of self-respect, to the merciful and compassionate children who are always merciful and give souls of the world a handful of happiness and peace through the power of their mind. To the children who are always merged in the Father's love, and are seated on His heart throne, Bap Dadas, love,
namaste.
Remembrance, and namaste, namaste, namaste. So we heard the murli and
Shakti aur apne swaroop mein rehne ka बहुत ही सुंदर अभ्यास भी कराया।